It all begins with the mother. My approach to applied psychoanalysis always starts with the dynamic between infant and mother. Melanie Klein, an Austrian-British pioneer in the psychoanalysis of children from the generation after Freud, developed her revolutionary theories by observing young children's actual interactions with mothers and primary caregivers and expanded them into a framework that can help the applied psychoanalyst draw upon the historical record to illuminate the echoes of these early relationships. In Klein's construct, the interactions between the infant and his mother play a determinative role in shaping essential elements of the individual's relationships with the self, with others, and with the outside world that develop over a lifetime and profoundly influence the adult's psychological outlook and health. Not surprisingly, Kleinian analysis joins the long list of precedents and protocols for which Donald Trump presents a unique challenge, if not an outright disruption. Less has been written about the details of Donald Trump's early biography in general, and about his mother in particular, than has been written about any U.S. president in recent memory. Perhaps the thinness of the historical record contributes to so many Trump observers asking how an individual could develop such a temperament, let alone get elected president. The dearth of biographical detail lends added resonance to the questions that occupied so many of us in 2017, such as, what happened? How did we get here? How did he get here? We can hope that future historians and biographers will more closely examine Trump's life story to gain further insight into the events of his formative years that contributed to the development of a character so profoundly lacking in the attributes appropriate for the office he was so tenaciously compelled to pursue. As a Kleinian, I'm particularly hopeful that attention will be paid to Trump's relationship with his mother, which I am predisposed to thinking will offer valuable insight into his psychological development. The Kleinian approach can help identify early childhood dynamics, which can influence the adult's attitudes toward the capacity to feel empathy for others, the ability to mourn, and the capacity to take responsibility for one's own behavior, especially acknowledging one's own destructive or cruel behavior without having to blame others. Only by facing one's own destructive fantasies and actions can one be able genuinely to love others. Otherwise, it always feels phony or put on. This failure helps us see Trump's comfort with conning others, with exaggerating what he can do in a seemingly real way while remaining deceptive. It is the self-deception for which he might ultimately pay a price, but in the interval, many Americans are already paying. One criterion for my psychiatric residency, something implicitly understood and openly discussed with fellow residents, was that successful psychiatric residents must be aware of their own sadism. Trump's grandiosity and need for attention are lifelong attempts to compensate for and deny the pain of self-recognition. It's unlikely by now for him to want to discover the intrapsychic processes at play that have brought him to where he is today. Nevertheless, despite what could almost be seen as a deliberate or conscious attempt on Trump's part to do otherwise, the historical record does yield enough information about his mother and their relationship to shed some valuable light on the potential origins of what we now recognize as Trump's character. If Donald Trump walked into my office as a patient, once I got beyond the obvious first question, about which more later, I would want to know about his early childhood. Without asking him directly, I would listen closely to any discussion of his early years for clues about his capacity to form long-term relationships, his capacity to tolerate disappointments and frustration, and also what qualities he has that he is most proud of. In the absence of that opportunity, however, we can return to what he and others have said and written about his mother, Mary Trump, to create a distinct picture of how her conduct as a mother could have contributed to Trump's tendencies to lie, to brag, to bully others, and to evade taking responsibility for those and other behaviors. The portrait of Mary Trump that can be drawn from available resources is by no means comprehensive and lacks the detail of previous portraits of Stanley Ann Dunham or Barbara Bush. But what we do know about her is consistent enough to form a distinct image of Mary Trump as a person and as a mother, and of Donald Trump. And even if the portrait of Mary Trump that emerges is less detailed than the more familiar portrait of Donald's father, Fred Trump, who Donald cites as the bigger influence in his life, the assembled pieces fit together to delineate a mother-son dynamic that offers a lot to any consideration of what made him the man he is today. First, let's consider what we do know about Mary Trump, whose relatively low profile in Trump's published universe inspired Politico's Michael Cruz to describe her as a ghost in Trump's voluminous public record, a cardboard cutout of a character, in his November 2017 article, The Mystery of Mary Trump, which set out to add some much-needed detail to the known portrait of the president's mother and to highlight the general rarity and vagueness of Donald's references to her.